Our scripture reading this morning is Isaiah chapters 11 and 12. Don't panic, they're not that long. It's two chapters. But Isaiah 11 and 12. This is page 732 if you're using the Pew Bible. Isaiah talks of what would be the stump of Jesse, as we know it, as he calls in verse 1, and points to really a bad time, if you will, in the house of David to come. And we think of the coming of Christ and the situation of his first coming. And that is what Isaiah is pointing towards, and that the Messiah would be a king like no other. And his kingdom would be like that that is not of this world. Marked by the ministry of the Spirit. And what a wondrous king and kingdom is his that he ushers in. And, as Isaiah is often doing, he's pointing us not just to now and even some near future, but even to the end of things, and pointing into the great consummation of all things that Christ will bring in. You think of paradise regained is sometimes the language we use. A wolf dwelling with the lamb, leopard dwelling with the young goat, and all of that wonderful picture of the new heavens and the new earth, and the glory that Christ brings in, the paradise he restores. And that is what Isaiah is pointing his people to, is what we fix our eyes upon as well, thinking of Christ, not only his first coming, but his second coming, and all that he will do, and all that he's promised to do, and the riches of that and the glories of that. What a glorious day it is. And there's language in here like that of the Exodus. So that even chapter 12 is that song of salvation that's very familiar and reminds us of how the book of Revelation speaks, certainly of us singing around the throne in that kind of language. So it's pointing us to our Messiah and all that he's come to do and all that he will do, and how we might look to him with faith. With this in mind, let us give our attention to the reading of God's holy word. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire. And his resting place shall be glorious. In that day the Lord will extend his hand yet a second time to recover the remnant that remains of his people, from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. He will raise a signal for the nations, and will assemble the banished of Israel, and gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The jealousy of Ephraim shall depart, and those who harass Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not be jealous of Judah, and Judah shall not harass Ephraim. But they shall swoop down on the shoulder of the Philistines in the west, and together they shall plunder the people of the east. They shall put out their hand against Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites shall obey them. And the Lord will utterly destroy the tongue of the sea of Egypt, and will wave his hand over the river with his scorching breath, and strike it into seven channels. And he will lead people across in sandals. And there will be a highway from Assyria for the remnant that remains of his people, as there was for Israel when they came up from the land of Egypt. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Thus far, the reading of God's holy, inerrant, infallible, life-giving word, may he add his blessings to it.